What I can promise anybody, if they truly decide, I want to play an active role in creating my own reality and shifting into a reality that I want to experience, that you will get to know yourself. I promise one thing, no matter what happens, you're going to get to know yourself. You're going to really get to know who you are.
Plug into the minds of the world's cutting-edge innovators, visionaries, and thought leaders who are rewriting the rules of sales and success. It's your time to make an impact. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Selling with Love podcast. I am so excited to start this conversation with Brian Scott, who is somebody that is making waves when it comes to getting people to tap into their unlimited potential. We are going to explore his journey on how he had, let's say, a near fatal shooting in his home, and that has allowed him to start looking at things differently, posing some hypothesis on how you can make choices in your life to completely change its direction, to have more success, more love, whatever it is that you want to create in your life. He has some answers that he can share with us. The man has written several books, including Activate Your Unlimited Power, that just came out recently. You'll definitely want to go and pick up a copy of that, and his bestseller, The Reality Revolution, The Mind-Blowing Movement to Hack Your Reality. We're going to go into the story. We're going to see how this mindset from somebody that is a transformation engineer, futurist, hypnotist, that has allowed so many people to just look at where they are, realize that there's so many places they could be, changes they can make, and how has sales maybe played a part in steps of his entrepreneurial journey as well. I'm so excited to have Brian Scott on the platform with me. Brian, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Brian, you've been doing a lot of amazing stuff. And I know we first connected because in the spiritual field, you've interviewed amazing authors. You've built your platform on YouTube, Instagram, you've sold books. And, you know, I want to start with maybe the tease that I said is that it all seems to have had a pivotal moment. There was a story, you had a near fatal shooting in your home. And I want to kind of retell that story on how that took you from a certain path, almost ended your life, and has now created almost a new life. And I think that's a really important thing that we should start with.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely changed my life and has been the catalyst for where I'm at now. I wouldn't be talking to you if that had not happened. I had been exploring different metaphysical and mystical techniques up to that point, but I hadn't really fully committed. And the reason is what happened sort of afterwards. So this happened on my Broncos won the Super Bowl. It's the night, that's why I remember when the Broncos won the Super Bowl. And so I was super excited. It's when your team wins the Super Bowl, it's very unusual. So you stay up late at night, you know, you watch every single show to see what they're saying. You know, I'm kind of laying on the couch. And so I was living in a house and it was next to a park, and some people had jumped the fence. And they could go to my back room and they'd look in, and I wasn't in bed. I was just, you know, sitting in. So they must have assumed that I wasn't in the house, and they came in through that door. I had not opened it. And then the room I was in, the door was kind of jammed and I heard a noise. And I looked over and the door was like half open. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've been so into this. I must have let my cat out. You know, like, I can't believe I'd leave my door open, right? So I walk up to the door, and as I put my hand on the handle, I look out and there's this kid standing there pointing a gun at me. And so, you know, my first instinct is just, I'm going to shut the door. And so that really is what saved me. I shut the door and I turned and started running. And it wasn't like in the movies. I heard a pop, pop, pop. And then I could hear everything slowed down in this moment. And I felt like it was in the Matrix, and I could hear it was double pane glass. So I could hear the, and then it seemed like an hour later, I heard the second glass. I'm sort of running and I'm going, I'm going to get shot. And I feel like something on my back. And I run to the other room and there's someone else in my room. I go across to my room, trying to sort of escape. And they start shooting at me and I can see the bullets. And another thing that's happening while this is I'm seeing all versions of myself. I see myself laid out in blood. I see people fighting. I see these different things playing out. I felt like I was in this other sort of dimension where I could see different possibilities happening at the same time. I didn't really understand what was going on. And part of me thought I was dreaming. But when he had shot that bullet, it bounced off my back. it had been slowed down by the glass. So then, you know, I ran outside. Fortunately, I had my phone and I called the police and, you know, they ran away and eventually they were able to find him. But after everything that happened, I started, you know, first of all, I realized, you know, what have I done with my life? I should have died. And what have my kids thought of me? And what have I really done? You start to really sort of self-evaluate what you've done, what you've contributed. And I sort of realized I haven't really done anything. You know, I've been selfish and I hadn't really taken what I know and used it as a way to contribute. So, you know, I was honored. I felt this incredible, overwhelming elation because I had another day. And just that single extra day to live, it was like, I can do so much with this. My first thing that started to happen was I started seeing glitches in my reality around me. I saw plants that appeared at the time before my wife. You know, I didn't have any plants in my house. I would not water the plants. I had, you know, lamps that showed up. I know that I didn't own that lamp. Every day from where I was living, I used to sort of go for a run and I'd cut across this empty lot. I'm going for the run and I come upon this lot that's not empty and it's not newly built. It's an old building that's there. So, you know, I start seeing these glitches and changes and unusual things. I can go into even more detail. Like, I'm a big movie buff. There's movies that have existed or that are playing that I would know about or should know about. There's like no way I wouldn't know. And just everything was different. I talked to my kids on the phone. And, you know, my kids are, you know, like super into rock and roll music. And then like, they're super into rap music and they're talking about it. Like, it's this normal thing. And I'm like, am I insane? You know, I mean, I realize as a sci-fi fan, you know, could I moving through realities? I had explored this and done meditations, but I had not fully embraced it. There was that part of me that said, oh, this is fun, but you know. So then I went on this quest to understand, do parallel realities exist? You know, I went to a professor at the local college. I talked to experts. I started reading up on physics. And, you know, I even went to a psychologist. And, you know, am I experiencing some sort of shock? You know, my first instinct is that I'm experiencing some sort of personal traumatic experience. And so I was told there's nothing wrong with you. You're a sane person. And so I was trying to find a way to come to grips with these insanities that had happened. And then I started to realize that I had shifted into another reality. And then as I had started to really explore, can I consciously do this? Can I consciously enter into other realities? And so that's the journey I'm talking about in my book, is that I started to realize that, you know, I had this relationship with my higher self and I could move around through realities. And suddenly I'm realizing anybody can do this. Anybody can understand these techniques and ideas, and they might be in a horrible relationship. They might be living in a terrible place. They might be in a tough situation. And that, you know, if you have this one key, this one idea, this understanding, that you can shift into a completely different timeline and your life can change. I had this overwhelming desire to share this, how to do it, how to go about doing it. And so I started writing my book and I was kind of like, you know, I need to have a YouTube channel because nobody's going to buy my book or know about it. So ultimately, my YouTube channel became this big thing because I started sharing a daily basis, meditations, techniques, ideas, and some of my other knowledge that I had gained over that time. And, you know, one of the best things, the best ways to learn about spiritual issues is to teach it. And so as I started teaching this, I really started to understand more and more. And it's been an ongoing journey. And the people that have joined me have sort of shared that with me. And it's expanded beyond just that. So it's a wonderful experience. I'm super excited and I'm grateful every day to be alive and to have an opportunity to make a difference in other people's lives and to help them, you know, when I wasn't able to do that before.
Well, first off, this is an incredible story. We're glad that you're with us. And it's also a little much, right? You're like, whoa, okay, well, what does this mean? And I want to unpack a part that I think is extremely relevant for everyone listening here, because you had a moment, you were studying a lot of this material. It's not like you were unaware of it. You knew about it. And you've highlighted a difference from after this incident, which was a commitment that you went and said, like, hold on, you had a very powerful experience that was not positive, but it was, you know, quite traumatic, but it changed your relationship with what you have seen here. There were like evidences that were coming up that made you go, okay, this is not just some fun stuff to study. This is something that I'm committed to learning and use, apply. And that fundamental commitment seems to have been a very strong correlator to a lot of the changes that has brought all the things coming into your life now. What's that look like for someone who's maybe just listening here, maybe in that situation? Like, we don't want people to call in intense events to be able to go forward with this level of commitment. So I want to unpack that.
Yeah. So I am sort of an academic and a heavy, heavy reader. And so it became easy for me to read about these concepts and ideas, and I might practically try to meditate with it, but I was always coming at it from that perspective. I wasn't really experiencing it. And one of the key elements to spiritual practice and to see results is to experience it. And it was like I was forced into this experience. And it was sort of a shocking thing. It made me really come to grips with it and not just play around with it as if it's this sort of science fiction idea. And so that, you know, the best way that I can explain this sort of thing is that I am talking about it from my own experience. And I think that that is more important than just a physicist talking about the possibility of parallel realities and the way that light becomes, you know, a wave and form. And if I start talking about it in that way, it sounds interesting. It's pretty fascinating. But to actually experience it, and there's no way to show my consciousness to you and to share it. So that was the thing that really is the activator for me, is the experience of it. I think that I'm grateful. I had not been aware that I had experienced some shifts and changes like this, but I was more clued in and more sensitized to my environment and the world around me because of my heightened awareness after that event. And so I think I had experienced it, but was sort of clueless to what was happening. And it sort of awoke an instinct and awareness to see what was happening around me.
So I know for a lot of people listening in, you know, having more success, having more abundance, having more sales, maybe getting over the fear of sales, that's a lot of the stuff that's on their mind. And what we're talking about here is a new tool that you can start applying into your life and this new awareness that you can have that to attract a lot of better things, better results. And now you seem to be much more attuned to see these little evidence pieces that kind of positively feedback the level of commitment and as bringing in the things that you want. Is there a sort of practice or something that when I'm listening to this, I could go like, okay, I can now start paying attention to this and start getting my own evidence coming in so I can have that belief go up. Then I can have my commitment. It becomes a positive reinforcing cycle, right?
My experience with this has evolved over time as I've explored this in general. And then the most popular topic on my channel is money and finances because it is intricately related to reality creation. Yet every time I post a video on money, I still get people that are like, Brian, this is not spiritual. You're being greedy. And you always see the polarity that's involved with money. It brings up everything. It is power. It is energy. And so I've spent a lot of time trying to explore this. It goes beyond just parallel realities because I believe that even those who teach the law of attraction on some level, we're exploring shifting in different realities. So, you know, as I tried to expand on this in my latest book, Activate Your Unlimited Power, I started to understand this relationship that we have with money, sales, and how to integrate that into my practice, to increase it, to understand it. And as you do this enough, you start to become aware that there's this, first of all, a space of variations, this quantum field. And within this field contains all the different possibilities. Also, it is a power. It is a power that you can access. And so a lot of what we're doing on this planet is learning how to understand and access this power. And so I've tried to explore that in different ways. This power is related to our subconscious mind and to our imagination and can be activated through a number of things, by reprogramming the subconscious mind, by awakening the subconscious mind, by using affirmations and visualizations and feeling-based techniques. And so what I've tried to do is literally explore every kind of technique that anybody's ever explored, every sort of teaching, and experiment with it, see what works for me. What I've found is this is sort of like playing baseball. You get up, you swing the ball. Most of the time, if you watch baseball, especially nowadays, it's hard to get over 300. You know, you're not going to hit the ball 70% of the time. And so when I'm actively doing this and working on it, I'm going up, I'm swinging the bat, I might miss, but there's a few times it works. And I try to focus on those things that work. And it's different for everybody. It is a complex and intricate system that is related to your every single thought and action that you take. It took me a long time to realize that. I was still effectively doing this in the beginning. Then I would do a meditation. I would try some technique that I learned and I would say, oh, that's it. Eventually, after coaching and really studying this and working with other people, I learned that it is not about that. The truth of it is that you are shifting on a moment by moment, second by second basis with every breath, with every blink of your eyes. And there's an accumulation of thoughts that sort of happen that maneuver you through these realities. And it depends on what you're doing overall over the whole, you know, 51% of the time.
Man, there's something I want to call out because I've worked in the personal growth, spiritual space in a long time. And I noticed that there's just people that seem to have this like magician mastery of these concepts. And you're in that bucket. It's like you've seen the promised land. It works in your favor and you're able to go and you have this inner desire and you're like, well, I want to show this to other people. And we're, you know, you were talking about it. You know, I want to bring this to the other people. I talk about the subconscious mind. I bring these kinds of messages and it's almost like we're sharing this. But I've also noticed that there's a group of people that are really wanting to apply these concepts. And they seem to be butting their head against a wall because it's almost like, I don't know if it's like at haves or haves nots, but like you have the people saying, hey, this is what we need to do. This will change. This brings results. Look what it's been doing. And a lot of people are getting it. And there's people saying like, I feel like I'm working harder than ever than anybody else to try to get this because I understand it. I feel like I'm committed, but it seems to always hit a wall. I'm sure you've witnessed it with your audience too. And like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, it is a fascinating phenomenon. You go into any major guru that teaches this stuff and you go and talk to their followers. For instance, if you talk to Abraham, who's teaching the law of attraction all the time in reality creation. And a lot of those followers are attracted to that teacher because they're coming from this state of lack. And so a lot of them are already coming from a place of lack. What I have found is that it requires a sort of transformation. A lot of people, it is human nature for you to encounter that obstacle, that wall. It is the norm. It is what consciousness is in this third density reality that we're in. And so to transcend that limitation, for some, it's as easy as riding a bike. For some, it really requires a true understanding of yourself. Really opening up and understanding yourself. And I think what you said is right. It is magic. I believe in magic. I believe that magic is involved. A scientist eventually would be able to call it something else. There's a masculine side that wants to understand how it works. And there's still that part of me that wants to understand, well, the particles are moving in this way. And I want to understand the physics and the science behind it. And I do believe there will be a time when we'll be able to understand that. But we are not at that time. And so it is magic. And when you really embrace that, the biggest thing that people are stuck in is their past. That becomes their normal thought. It's a feedback loop. You encounter the poor person that lives in the Congo, right? And that they live in a hut and they have, you know, struggled to eat since they were born. You know, they barely have a pair of clothing. How does that person create a reality like I'm talking about? Because when they look around their environment, they're seeing these thoughts laid out and it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. And so for many, the transformation that is required to move into this different level, to have more sales, to find prosperity and abundance, it requires a radical transformation with their own imagination. There's a paradox in this because it's a mistake to lie to yourself, but at the same time, it's a sort of daydream. So there's a paradox in this. You can't lie to yourself, but at the same time, you kind of have to. And there's this in-between area where there's the magic happens, and it's I'm going to be honest with myself for who I am now. but I can embrace an idea of where I want to be in a virtual sort of internal reality. And I can overcome this stuff. But a lot of people are struggling with their culture, their thoughts, even their gender. They've been taught things in school. They're constantly thinking, this is how the reality is. Nobody's going to believe in magic if they've never seen it. And once you see magic happen, you see the unusual, the amazing, then suddenly it becomes possible. I believe the number one thing with all of this, the number one technique, if I was to give you the ultimate secret to doing it, is to have the magic, is just your ability to believe. You're in a constant battle with belief. If you believe it to be true, it will be so. And so you must learn to believe. And so if you just lie to yourself, you're not going to believe because you know you're a liar. So you have to sort of believe in yourself, but you have to believe in this ability and this power that you can do it. And so for a lot of people, including myself, it takes a long period of restructuring and reprogramming the subconscious just to believe one thing, that it's possible. A lot of times that's the number one obstacle. People are going to do the meditations. They're going to try the affirmations. They're going to do whatever. They'll stand up. They'll do headstands. I'll do headstands for 15 minutes every day if that's what it is. But they still deep down do not believe. You know, your thoughts create reality, every thought. And if your thought is, yeah, this is not likely, it's not going to happen, then it's not going to happen. It is so subtle. It is so fascinating. And so the magic happens when you can believe in magic. You know, I like to wake up and just say, bring me the magic. I like to look for magic. When you start to open up your consciousness to the possibility of this, look around for it, embrace it, affirm it, and give yourself the time and you're patient with it, you'll start to see the magic and the possibilities, and anything's possible. And it's possible, in particular with your podcast, something that I strongly believe in and have done episodes on, is that one of the keys to explore any reality and to do anything you want is to be an entrepreneur. Because entrepreneurism in general gives you the freedom and the power and ability to explore any reality. It takes you away from those structures. It's what's allowed me. I'm free to do what I want, when I want, how I want to do it. And the only way I could have experienced that is to become an entrepreneur. And there's a lot of people that are following these techniques and principles. They're going to their 9-to-5 job. They're unable to take that chance on that business to try to get that sale. They don't believe that they could make money in this alternate source of income. They believe it's going to be difficult or hard to make that money. They don't believe it's going to be continuous. And they deep down, maybe they feel guilty about it. Like, I shouldn't be having this money. It's going to be too easy. I don't deserve it. There's so many different things that are going on that you're battling with. When you find that pure energy, the pure power of the magic that is possible, when you believe it and see it and you start to really embrace it and open yourself up to it, truly, anything is possible. I know that sounds like a cliche. There are people that are going to watch this that still don't believe me. It's just human nature. But I'm telling you, I have seen the most amazing miracles. I've seen people that apply these things that have lost 250 pounds. I've seen people that have gone from only having $1,000 a month to making $50,000 a month within 6 months by applying these principles and opening up. What I have found is once you really put yourself into the magic, that a lot of times people are just not even realizing all the opportunities that are coming their way, all the different sales opportunities, all the different new business ideas, because you just don't believe. When you look at lucky people, it's not just this magical luck. They generally have the same personality. A lucky person is open to the luck around them. A lucky person, for instance, might be going to the coffee shop. They see a $20 bill there. They're going to take it. The unlucky person will walk right by that $20 bill. And even though it's sitting there, they're in this world where they don't believe these possibilities that a $20 bill would pop up in their experience or consciousness. And so they walk by it. And so the entrepreneurial nature of it, all of the things we're talking about, it is a journey of the self into understanding who you truly are and becoming aware of your power. And for some, it could take 20 years. Took me 20 years. Took me a long time. You know, I saw The Secret a long time ago. I've been playing with these ideas, but I was one of those people that was coming up against it until I learned how to actually believe. And it's the truth. Most of the people that are really interested in this are interested for a reason, because they're struggling, right? A lot of the people that are getting into this are coming from a place like, I'm hurting right now, I'm struggling. Maybe I can change this with my mind. That's where I was coming from, because at the time that I had this experience, I had a business that was sort of this dropship business that I had going, that I was hesitant to have other people work for me. I was placing the orders for orders that were placed, and it was like a sort of, I got a keyword entry, copy and paste, do this. I'm working like 19, 20 hours a day, and I don't have time to sleep. And it's still, the sales are not going down. The actual profit margins are going low. I'm struggling. I'm suddenly having to pay the debts. I'm deeply in debt. I don't have enough. I even talk about this in my book and on my channel. Like, I reach a point where I don't think it's possible. There's no way I can escape from this. You know, I'm having terrible thoughts about, what am I going to do? I need to give up. And so I reached out and started researching, can I change this with my mind? So, you know, I read Napoleon Hill and Neville Goddard and Joseph Murphy and start exploring these ideas. And that's about when I got shot. Like, I started really exploring these and applying it and giving myself some time and started experiencing some small things. And I felt like the realities around me sort of became less defined, and I was maneuvering. And that's when this happened. So I think that a lot of people are in the same place and they're learning how to believe. I know that's a long answer with a lot of stuff to it, but yeah.
You know, I had to take a moment and I took some notes, because I feel like you've touched on so much good stuff in what you just shared there. And I was kind of debating on where to take this. First off, what you're saying, I think you're nailing it on the head. And I wanted to pull a string on one thing, which is, you talked about this example of somebody living in a hut, Congo, and the environment was kind of dictating their possibility to believe, to imagine. It's limited based on what you're exposed to. And that got me thinking, like, wow, you know, they talk about, you know, you're the sum of the five closest people around you. That makes a huge influence on what you will believe or not. But then the more you talked, I was like, well, hold on. I feel like you're also the sum of, like, not the one, but the multiple voices in your head that might be in conflict as well. And that is an environment that I think is often neglected, because it's not like somebody that's reaching out for answers or is going being like, believe. Yeah, no, I don't want to believe. There's no way I'm going to do that. So they just say, like, I'm just not going to believe. There's a part of them that wants to believe, that is clinging on to, call it a hope. And I think we can all agree that we've seen evidence, and we will label it as luck, that, yeah, we can see things. When we put our mind to something, little things starts to happen, and you can notice that it exists. But it's almost like only a part of you believes it, because you also have other parts in you that are like, yeah, no, this is BS.
You're so right on with that. You're dealing with multiple voices. And even in the outside world, the world is just a mirror of you. And so you're going to see those same voices, the ones that believe and not. And so, like, just like you said, the people that you're around become your reality, but the people within you. And we do have these sort of internal archetypes, personalities, and voices. A lot of those voices could be your parents, could be some books you read. It's so many different varied possibilities. And yes, you just make a great point, because a lot of times we consider our consciousness as this one overriding principle, but in reality, it's different parts of me that are battling amongst themselves. There's the business part of me. There's the lazy part of me. There's the sports fan part of me. There's the sci-fi fan part of me. And they're all, like, kind of battling with each other. And once you believe that this is possible, you're going to start exploring these different personalities within you. There is a point where you can become the neutral observer. And it is incredibly powerful. And it is a sort of prerequisite to move to this level of consciousness where you can observe those voices. And you can sort of see them as sort of like if you were listening to a radio, or even somebody listening to a radio next door to you. It's, you sort of de-identify with them and you come into your divinity, the true power source, and you see them for all for what they are. They're just these limited identity constructs that have been formed over time through your just integration in this third density world, right? But it takes a while to get to that point when you can step outside of those and understand the battling voices. Sometimes people use the word ego, but I think that the ego is much more complicated than a lot of people say, because we have to survive. there's parts of the ego that are essential and they're not bad. There's parts of it that distort the reality around us, and those little voices are also a part of it. And so what I can promise anybody, if they truly decide, I want to play an active role in creating my own reality and shifting into a reality that I want to experience, that you will get to know yourself. I promise one thing, no matter what happens, you're going to get to know yourself. You're going to really get to know who you are. And that is the greatest gift of this process that anybody goes through.
I had another string, Brian, I wanted to pull on, because you also mentioned how for those who really want to create and are like wanting to believe and see its manifestation powers, say, amplified to the maximum, that entrepreneurship is one of those more powerful paths. And you have to pardon me for this plug, but there's a part of me that is a video game enthusiast. And I was like, wow, I have an opportunity to make a plug about this. And there's one of the games I play called Helldivers, and they have one of the guns. You're shooting bugs and robots on other planets. And you have one of these guns, it's called the Railgun. And when you have it, you can shoot enemies, and it has a safety mode on, and it can only have like 100 power. And then it takes 2 shots or 3 shots to shoot the bug. But, you know, it'll charge up. You have to charge it up, and then it gets to the maximum, and then you're safe. So then you shoot. I almost put a parallel to just walking through life with a job and following kind of the process and the prescriptions and everything. But there's a mode you can switch on that gun, which is unsafe mode. And then what happens is you have to perfectly time the shot, and then you can hit 300% power. You know, it's 3 times more powerful. But if you hold on a little too long, it shoots backwards and knocks you out. And you have to make a choice if you want to operate with safe mode or without safe mode. And just to put a bow on this, if there's anybody who is a video game enthusiast, I'm going to send a mug to whoever makes a reference in the comments to Helldivers. I'll send a free mug, which will be a cup of liberty. But I'll just close the loop there.
My now, son was telling me about that game. I got to go play.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. It's a fun thing. The reason I bring this up is because entrepreneurship feels like it's playing life with the safety mode off. And I can see all the potential upside, but there's some realities that people also need to be in grasp of, is that, hey, this can also backfire, and you have to be ready for that. Is there something more that you speak if somebody decides to go playing down that path?
The process of becoming an entrepreneur can be a scary one. And it is true, a lot of people, they don't want to leave, they get comfortable in their job. They think, oh, I got my insurance, so I don't want to lose my benefits. And, you know, so the safety's on, right? In their own world, they're unwilling to invest, to take a risk, because usually when you're becoming an entrepreneur, you're going to take a risk. There's a risk that's involved in the process. And so the risk is you're going to take the safety off. And so a lot of times when I've dealt with somebody that would clearly be benefited by becoming an entrepreneur, it's sort of going through these beliefs that occur, like, I'm not going to get good health insurance, not going to get good benefits, my job's more comfortable. The truth is, you're never guaranteed with your job. You can still get insurance. You can still get the benefits. All the things, there's usually a good answer I can give for both of them. And part of my process in doing that is to turn off the safety. Because if you really believe in something strongly and you apply yourself to it, you know, it is the most wonderful thing if you give it a chance and you get through the other end and the business becomes successful. I have started multiple businesses, and each time what's interesting is there's a point where, okay, I'm going to have to do a little bit of work, and that's going to be a little uncomfortable, and I'm going to have to go through this sludge period, and it's super easy for me to just stop. But if I turn the safety off and say, I'm going to fully dive in and commit to this, once I get to the other side, it always pays off. I'm sure that if you're an entrepreneur, that you can share something similar in that experience, because that's generally the way it goes. And it's a spiritual thing. Becoming an entrepreneur is spiritual. It's believing in yourself. It's taking a risk. It's trusting in your imagination. It's a way to really test out and explore that spiritual nature. And I recommend it for anyone. And I can say for some, if you're having doubts, keep your job. You know what I mean? Keep your job. Go out. Try it. You can usually find some alternatives where you can make money on the side. But that's part of the process. You know, I mean, I could go deeper into it, but yeah.
To me, like, I agree with everything you're saying, because, well, I'll add one thing is, if your safety's off, it's not automatically, if you've messed up, that it's game over. Because, you know, there's so many times that things did not go my way. And for those who are more familiar with my backstory, knows the ups and downs that I went through. But like, goddamn, you come out of every single one of those sludge fests with knowing yourself better. And you spoke about how when you're on this journey to believe, like, you're going to grow, you're going to evolve. There's like no choice. You're like accelerating. And, you know, even sales more specifically, I'm like interacting with so many people, seeing your insecurities, the growth. It comes even faster when you decide to dive into it without the safety mode on, and you realize, okay, well, the safety wasn't even that safe, and the unsafe mode is not that unsafe, because you learn, you grow, you adapt, and it makes it for a fascinating journey.
It does. When you mention sales in particular, it's something I know a lot about, because I've been heavily, prior to doing this, into sales. And I, you know, got my master's in neuro-linguistic programming, and then I was very popular as actual, you know, I started selling vacuums. That's how I started out.
Are you a Dan Kennedy graduate?
Door to door, knock on the door. We had a little bit of dirt that we would pour on the floor they taught us, you know, and we would vacuum up, look how much we're getting, you know? And so that we learned the whole process in mortgage sales, in real estate, you know, and when you do that, you learn a lot about yourself too. You learn about your confidence. You learn about how to communicate. It creates repetition. And, you know, I'm a big Zig Ziglar fan. And I learned a lot, you know, huge fan about, you know, the process of selling. It comes down to belief. It really does. Like the best salesmen come down to belief. And I was just always super fascinated because I met some people that were in sales that were like gods to me. These people were so amazing. They'd walk into a room, everybody would stop talking, and they would have this rapport, this magical rapport, and they could just drop the contract right down there without saying a word, and they would just sign. You know, I've seen that. And that was one of my reasons when I was in college, is like, I want to know how they're doing this. There has to be a strategy to unlock, and there is. There are strategies. There's communicative strategies, and if anybody is in sales, the things that you'll learn from sales are things that you can learn that you can apply into reality creation. And I recommend you go and get the books. You find the best salesmen, you model them, because they're utilizing processes and techniques that have shifted them into that reality where they're able to sell. And so applying these principles, it applies, because you find the best salesmen, you model them, you mimic them, you find out their patterns, you find out their strategies. When do they wake up? When do they go to sleep? How often do they go on their warm leads? And you'll always find a pattern that you can follow. And that's what's so amazing. If there are people out there that are willing to sell, because it's scary. I had a friend I was coaching. I was like, I want you to go sell. And so he was at this job where he had to stand outside of a like Walmart. It's like one of the worst forms. But, you know, after about 40 or 50 people and you start getting into a routine and you have something you're going to say, you start to get pretty good at it. You know what I mean? Just by sheer repetition. And then when he came out of it, he realized, man, I can do anything. You know, the realization after he had gotten people to give him money just randomly on the street for what he was selling, he realized, I can do anything. I can sell anything. Anything is possible. And that's what's so amazing about people that do sales. Unfortunately, there's some people that take that power and they go to the dark side. And I've seen that too. And I was, you know, I mentioned this in my book and on my channel sometimes. I was big time during when mortgages were in the subprime mortgage. I was in that deep, so that we were selling negatively amortized loans at like 15% monthly variable. This the worst loan that you could imagine. Like it's going to put your house upside down and it's going to literally at some point, it's going to start low and it's going to destroy your life. And so I reached a point where I could make a lot of money by selling these. And I had to say, I can't continue to do this. I need to be okay with myself, because I realized that it's more than just making the money. But I came to that realization because I was in sales. You know, just, I know we're talking about my book and stuff, but what is amazing to me about sales is that you're going to learn about yourself, and you're also going to be constantly tested like a video game. Do you notice that? Every good salesman's going to have a point where somebody's going to come to them and they're going to say, easy way for you to make money. Nobody's got to know. almost every single time I coach somebody in sales to try to help them do sales, it's almost like the universe, the matrix itself, designs this system so that they're going to be tempted. There's a temptation that will almost, I think it's 100%. Like somebody's going to come along and they're going to say, there's this easy way for you to make this money. Nobody needs to know. And once you take that, once you say, okay, I'm going to do that, then you go down this other path into this other reality. And so from that, I learned, you know, that you can still do sales and you can still make money and still feel good about it when you do it, if you make the right choices along the way. Does that make sense?
Hell yeah, it makes sense.
Hell yeah,
Brian,
right?
This is what we're all about. Like, this is really, like what you're speaking is the thesis of what I'm trying to bring forward for people.
Yes, thank you. Because somebody needs to say it, because being a great salesman is a superpower. Just like in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And sometimes you're going to sacrifice a little bit of money here and there. But if you're true to yourself, when you reach that point where you're really selling what you believe in and love, it's so worth it to make the right choice, to choose love when you do it. And it will always end up being the right thing to do. And so I've always been, you know, actively trying to make those choices. How is this in service to others? And I continually, I'll share my favorite affirmation that I use with my group, the people I coach that are in sales. And if you can memorize it and if you can embrace all the ideas behind it, you will overcome these little things in the matrix. I'm so happy and grateful now. So that's, I'm declaring the I am. I'm talking about gratitude before I say large sums of money, because I want to manifest large sums of money, not $100, not a dollar. I want to enter into a reality where large sums of money are normal. So I'm so happy and grateful now that large sums of money come to me, meaning I'm not watching an episode of Breaking Bad where there's this large pile of money and I've manifested it in my reality, but it's not mine. So I'm so happy and grateful now. Large sums of money come to me easily and quickly, which is also, we can manifest money. And then when there's a part of us that creates a reality where it's difficult, it's a struggle, and it takes a long time. If you find people and they're like, it's going to take a long time to get this money. And they literally build that into their understanding and relationship with money. So I'm so happy and grateful. Large sums of money come to me easily and quickly in increasing quantities. A lot of times we might make money in a scenario and then it just starts to fade away and it doesn't say. So I want that money that I'm receiving not to just be a one-shot deal. I want it to continue. So increasing quantities from multiple sources. And that little phrase is the game changer. And that's why I talk about entrepreneurship, because of that phrase in my overall affirmation. If you are depending on one source of income, and then that becomes the mama and the daddy, and it's got to work, then something will always happen. And you'll be threatened by it. And it's like, I'm going to lose this source of income and I'm going to lose everything. I'm so scared of it. But once you have multiple sources of income, it doesn't matter if there's one or two, because you're expanding your idea to multiple sources of income. So I'm so happy and grateful now. Large sums of money come to me easily and quickly in increasing quantities from multiple sources on a continuous basis, which tells us we're going to get it continuous in the best interest of all. So when I say in the best interest of all, and I do sales and I work on it, I always know that my overall guiding passion is that this sale that I'm doing is in the best interest of all, that I'm not hurting someone else, that is coming from a place of love, and it's a game changer. Once I did that, then I don't need to rob the bank. I don't need to rip somebody off. I don't need my friends say, oh yeah, we can go and do this scam. You know, everybody has experienced, because that's part of the prosperity journey, is that somebody's going to come along and say, there's an easy way for you to make this money. And so when I say it's in the best interest of all, and then I started adding another element to it with the free will of all. So then I know that the products I'm selling are not going to be enslaving anybody. And then people are doing this with their own free will. I'm not manipulating them, controlling them. So when I do the sale, that I know that they're doing it from their own authentic self and their own authentic choices, with the free will of all, that I get to keep. And that's one of the big ones too. We'll make all this money, but then I got to pay that tax bill. I got to pay this judgment. I got a new debt that comes up and it seems like I make it, but it goes out right out. So I say, I get to keep, give, spend, invest, and circulate joyfully. So one more time, I'm so happy and grateful now. Large sums of money come to me easily and quickly in increasing quantities from multiple sources on a continuous basis in the best interest of all that I get to give, keep, spend, invest, and circulate joyfully. And so that is my overall paradigm, and it has helped me in sales. It has helped me find a path to do sales. So, for instance, I have an art business. I started selling my art, and it's really important to me. It's one of the most fun things. And I was inspired by TL because she has her frequency cards, and I realized my art can be more than just be putting up. I can infuse my energies into it, and people, it can be like a broadcasting station for my energy, and I can create this painting to heal, to help somebody manifest. Then once I added that element to it so that I could feel like this art was of service, it started to pick up. When I did my coaching business, it was like, how can I use my coaching to really help people? Once I focused on that, it started to blow up. And so anything that I do, when I step away from it and look at ways that I can add love and service to what I'm selling, it will always work. It will always be successful. And it is the secret to success in this new world.
Amen. Brian, that's epic. And it's such a great way to close. Usually I ask, like, what's the selling with love mean to you? I think that affirmation wraps it up, puts a nice bow on it. And I want to make sure that for people that are listening in, that'll be something you want to write down, repeat, and definitely keep by your side. Brian, this has been an amazing conversation. I had tons of fun going through this. I think we've dropped so many truth bombs, nuggets of wisdoms, and applicable things for people to consider and apply. But what I do want to encourage everyone listening right now is Brian's new book, Activate Your Unlimited Power, Discover the Boundless Possibilities That Lie Within, has just come out. It's available in paper, electronic, audiobook, all that good stuff. Grab a copy of this. You'll get a chance to hear about people that have had the evidence come into their life on how to use this power to transform. And if that belief is something you want to nurture, this book is going to be the most powerful tool you can bring to your side to see that, hey, look at all these examples of how it happened, how you can start believing stronger for yourself, and you'll realize it starts shifting the way you create your own reality. This has been an amazing conversation, Brian. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm also going to encourage everybody to go check out therealityrevolution.com. Links, website will all be provided for you to go dig deeper, find more inspiration, follow Brian to build belief and really transform your life. And I'm so happy to hear that I'm talking to a fellow salesperson, because guess what? It seems when I see a lot of people with success, sales has been a part of that journey and has supported that journey in a powerful way. So I'm glad to hear from you, and it was a pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure for sure. Thank you.
I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.